感谢主的恩典，让我们可以再一次奉他的名聚集在一起。
Thanks God's grace that once again we can meet before Him.
非常的高兴今天能够有机会在这里跟弟兄姊妹一起来交通主自己的话语。
So glad that today I have the opportunity to share God's word with our brothers and sisters.
我们今天用来看《使徒行传》第十六章。
Today we're going to look Acts 16.
我们会来看《使徒行传》十六章里面所记载的一个姊妹的故事。
Let's read the story of our one sister Lydia.
记得多年以前。
Remember many years ago.
有一次，丁老弟兄在特会当中。
Our brother Dean 在 in a one meeting.
回答一位姊妹的提问。
Answer one sister's question.
这位姊妹说：“为什么圣经里面所记载的伟大的人物都是男的？”
The question is why the great people in the Bible all brother.
然后呢，丁弟兄就说了。
Then brother Dean answered.
他说：“姊妹啊，你应该好好的读圣经。”
So sister, would you please read Bible carefully?
他在圣经里面其实记载了很多伟大的女性。
Actually, in the Bible, there are great women.
我想我们今天要来看的这位姊妹就是一位非常伟大的姊妹。
And then today we're going to read a great sister in Bible.
她名叫吕底亚。
Her name is Lydia.
而且她也实在是我们信徒们效法的榜样。
And she actually is a great example for us to follow.
我们接下来一起翻开圣经《使徒行传》第十六章。
Let's read Acts 16.
我们从第六节一起念到十五节。
Let's read from verse 6 to 15.
我们一起开声来念。
Let's read together.
圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过弗吕加、加拉太一带地方，到了美西亚的边界，他们想要往皮推尼去，耶稣的灵却不许。他们就越过美西亚，下到特诺亚去，在夜间有异象现于保罗。有一个马其顿人站着求他说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。保罗既看见这异象，我们随即想要往马其顿去，以为神召我们传福音给那里的人听。于是从特诺亚开船，一直行到萨摩特拉，第二天来到尼亚波利，从那里来到腓尼，就是马其顿这一方的头一个城，也是罗马的住房城。我们在这城里住了几天，当安息日我们出城门，到了河边，知道那里有一个祷告的地方，我们就坐下对那聚会的妇女讲道。有一个卖紫色布匹的妇人，名叫吕底亚，是推雅推拉城的人，素来敬拜神。他听见了，主就开导他的心，叫他留心听保罗所讲的话。他和他一家既领了洗，便求我们说，你们若以为我是真信主的，请到我家来住。于是强留我们。好，我们一同这一节祷告。
Let's bow, have a word of prayer.
主，我们恭敬地将你自己的话语再次仰望在恩主手中。
Dear Lord, we commit your word reverently in your hand.
求圣灵亲自来开启这些话。
May Holy Spirit open these words.
当我们来看圣经所记载的这个故事的时候，
When we read this story,
巴不得吕底亚一生的经历，所以也成为我们弟兄姊妹的帮助。
We hope that her life experience can be helpful to us.
我们在这里祈求圣灵你来膏抹为你做出口的器皿弟兄，是吧？以及翻译的听的每一个弟兄姊妹。
And may Holy Spirit anoint the speaker, the interpreter, and the listener.
求主你越过我一切的软弱。
May you overcome all our weakness.
好叫你自己的名能够在这里被高举。
That your name will be exalted among us.
我们又将一切的感谢跟赞美来归给你。
We give you all thanks and praise.
谢谢主。
Thanks God.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 使徒行传十六章这里面记载到，当保罗他在马其顿在要往亚细亚继续去讲道的时候，结果他的异象当中看到一个马其顿的呼声。 那么要求他到马其顿去。
In chapter Acts 16, record when Paul was going to continue to preach the message in Asia, but we see the Holy Spirit forbid Paul and call him to the city of Macedonia.
这对保罗旅行步道来说是一个极大的转折点。
This is a turning point of Paul's missionary journey.
因为马其顿乃是属于欧洲。
Because Macedonia belongs to Europe.
所以就是福音第一次从亚洲开始传向欧洲。
So gospel was the first time was preached to Europe from Asia.
因此有这样的转变，所以神借着一个特殊的启示，也就是借着异象来向保罗说话。
God through a vision and call Paul into Europe area.
但是事先其实保罗并不确定他这个异象是真的是有这样子的。
At the beginning, Paul was not sure whether the vision is true.
虽然他去了，但是还是有疑惑。
So when she set sail, she still with a little doubt.
十节里面讲到说，以为神召我们传回给那里的人听。
And verse 6 said, he thought God called them to preach gospel to people over there.
我们在座都是中国人。
All we're here, we are mainly Chinese.
我们读圣经的时候，常常会觉得说，为什么神借着保罗传福音是向西去的？为什么不向东方来传？
And we would think that why Paul preached gospel, he heading to westward. Why don't he go to eastern area?
因为你知道，当主耶稣降生在伯利恒的时候，来朝见的是东方来的三位博士。
And when our Lord was born, the people, the three wise men is from the eastern.
然后献上黄金、乳香跟没药。
And offers golden and myrrh and the spice.
从情感上面讲，我们觉得，哎呀，应该保罗应该向东方来传才对啊。
From our human emotion, we thought Paul should preach the gospel to the Asia area.
但是感谢主。
But thanks God.
我们知道，当后来福音传到欧洲以后，欧洲传到美洲，到那个时候呢，又传到亚洲。
So when gospel was preached from Asia to Europe and to the American continent.
我们今天都是这福音的受益者。
Today we all benefit from this gospel.
从十一节开始讲到他们来到了马其顿的头一个城。
From verse 6-11, it talks about that they came to a Philippi, Europe, one city, leading city of Macedonia.
这是福音第一次登陆欧洲。
The gospel first landing in Europe continent.
这圣经告诉我们，这是罗马的驻防城，一个非常重要的一个城市。
This important Roman colony.
保罗来到这个地方，也就在城里面住了几天。
They stayed there a few days.
保罗传福音非常有策略的。
Paul has great strategy in preaching gospel.
我们读使徒使传的前面几章，我们知道保罗到一个地方，他通常先到犹太人的会堂里面去传福音。
From the previous chapter, we all know that whenever Paul come to a place, he always go to the Jewish community first.
但是我们很细细的发现，他来到这个地方。
But we surprisingly, when come to this city of Philippi,
这里面讲到他住了几天。
He stayed there a few days.
我相信保罗在这里寻找犹太人的会堂。
I believe Paul was looking for Jewish synagogue.
我们知道每十个犹太的男人，他们聚集在一起，就可以建造一个犹太人的会堂。
We know that 10 Jewish men can form a synagogue.
但是在这个地方，在腓立比这个地方，他竟然找不到会堂。
But in Philippi, he couldn't find a synagogue.
也就是说，这里犹太人稀少。
That means that the few Jewish people here.
但是很稀少，在安息日。
But surprisingly, on the Sabbath day.
在一个河边。
At riverside.
那里有一个祷告的地方。
There was a place of prayer.
在这个祷告的地方，有一帮的妇女聚集在一起祷告。
There was a few women meet together to pray.
就是保罗就来到这个地方，对这些妇女讲道。
So Paul spoke to these women.
其中特别提到有一个卖紫色布的妇人。
Among them, one woman's seller of purple cloth.
那我们通过读使徒行传第十六章，我们就要知道说，这个人就是吕底亚。
From chapter 16, we know this sister woman's name is Lydia.
然后她信主。
Then he believed in the Lord.
他成为了欧洲第一位信主的这个姊妹。
She was the first convert in the Europe, the Macedonia area.
也就是这个保罗在欧洲所结的第一个福音的果子。
She was the first fruit of Paul's gospel.
我们通过读使徒行传第十六章，发现对吕底亚的记载只有几节的圣经。
We know that there are only a few verses recording about her story.
我记得多年以前有一位弟兄，也是常常来到我们当中的圣古多弟兄，他讲过这样的话。
I remember our brother God Win many years ago. He spoke preached some few words.
他说我们今天所读的圣经。
He said the Bible today we are reading.
都是高度浓缩的圣经。
Really concentrate our words.
哇，他真是一位读圣经的。
He is really a Bible reading brother.
因为我们常常以前读圣经的时候。
Many times when we read the Bible,
会觉得说圣经好像同一件事情，为什么这一卷书讲了，另外一卷书又讲
？We also always find some events this book record and the other book also record the same events.
比如说，我们有四卷福音书。
For example, we have four Gospels.
从不同的方面来介绍我们的主。
They describe our Lord Jesus' life from different aspects.
哎，在教会历史上还真有人跟我想法一样。
In the church history, I think there are people who have same thoughts like mine.
他做一件事情。
They did one thing.
什么事情呢？他把四卷福音书浓缩成一卷。
They combine four gospels in one book.
哦，最后发现了弟兄们，最后发现这个不好。
And eventually they discovered it wasn't good.
所以圣经是本高速浓缩的圣经。
The Bible is really concentrate, very concentrate.
没有一句废话在这里。
There's no any words like.
这里面讲到说，有一个卖紫色布匹的妇人，名叫尼底亚。
There's one woman seller of purple cloth. Her name is Lydia.
如果我们今天光听看到说卖紫色布匹
，Today when we think about seller of purple cloth，
我们可能觉得只是一个商人而已。
We thought she is a trader.
其实没有那么简单的。
It's not that simple.
因为我们如果对当时的历史背景有一些了解的话
，If we know the background of that time，
你就会知道说卖紫色布匹的这些商人是不简单的。
You know that those seller is not simple person.
因为在古代不像我们今天各种颜色的染料很容易可以弄到。
It's not like in ancient time. It's not like today. There's so many color available.
当时的这些紫色的染料，据说是从海里面一种稀有的贝壳里面一滴一滴提炼出来的。
It was told that the purple dye was extracted from the sun seashell, very drop by drop. It's very precious.
所以是非常昂贵的这个染料。
It's very expensive dye.
那么能够用紫色的染料来染的布匹，那你可想而知是非常昂贵的。
The cloth dyed with the purple is very expensive cloth.
所以紫色的布匹呢，当时是皇家的这种所使用的颜色。
The purple color is royal color.
所以能够穿得起紫色布匹的人呢，不是贵族的话，就是官宦。
And those people clothed in purple, either they are royal or they are very distinguished official.
所以你想想看。
So let us think.
卖紫色布匹的人。
The seller of purple cloth.
他是一个非常富有的商人。
She is very rich merchant.
因为他所针对的这些客户呢，都是一些贵族官员。
Because her customer is the most noble and high rank official.
所以他是一个非常富有的商人。
She is really a rich trader.
但是很稀奇的，我们发现这个富有的商人。
But very very amazing, this rich trader.
圣经告诉我们说，他也是一个素来敬拜神的人。
And she also is the worshipper of God.
当我们想到富有的商人的时候
，When we think of rich trader，
我们很容易想起那个福音书里面所记载的那个少年的财主。
And we always think about remind us of the rich young man.
在不同的书卷里面记载说，他也是一个少年的官。
And he also recalled he was a rich official.
换句话说，他有钱、有势、有地位。
In another word, he was rich and he was official.
但他们都共同缺少一样的东西。
They all lack one thing.
他们觉得光是有这些东西还不够。
They found that only own the money and status is not enough.
他们需要来敬拜神。
They need to worship God.
我们知道这个少年官来到主耶稣面前。
We know that what this young man came went up to Jesus.
他甚至跪在主耶稣的面前。
He even kneeled down before Lord.
他说：“良善的夫子啊，我该做什么才可以承受永生？”
He said, "Good teacher, what should I do in order to inherit eternal life?"
换句话说，在他里面最渴慕的那一个是永生。
In other words, indeed in his heart, he desired to have eternal life.
当然，我们都知道那个故事。
We all know the story.
这个少年官。
This young man.
当主耶稣要他把变卖所有财产分给人的时候。
When Jesus asked him to sell all his possession and to give the poor.
然后你还要来跟随我。
Then you follow me.
他忧忧愁愁的走。
And then he went away and said.
他最终真的没有得到这个永生。
Eventually, he did not have the eternal life.
实在是非常的可惜。
It is very pitiful.
圣经上面说，能够赚得全世界，失去自己的生命有什么意义？
In the Bible says, if we gain the whole world yet forsake his own life, what is the good for him?
这里所记载的吕底亚。
The Lydia record in Acts 16.
圣经讲到说，他素来敬拜神。
The Bible says she is a worshipper of God.
她不仅是一个富有的人。
She is not only a rich person, people.
她也是一位素来敬拜神的人。
She is the one always worship God.
你知道在当时的腓立比这个城里面。
You know, in that time, Philippi city.
到处都是偶像。
There's so many idols.
他们敬拜各种的假神。
They worship different idols.
但是你很稀奇的发现，有一个富有的妇人。
But it's amazing, one rich woman.
她素来敬拜神。这里讲到素来敬拜神，在圣经里面其实有特别的含义。
In Bible, there's very special meaning here, indicates she always worship God.
乃是特别指到有一般的外邦人，他们敬拜以色列独一的真神。
It mentions about a Gentile worship the God of Israel.
她不是敬拜个假神。
She didn't worship some other false idol.
她敬拜乃是这位创造天地的耶和华神。
She worshipped the God who created heaven and earth.
然后她在河边敬拜神。
She worshipped God by the riverside.
犹太人常常会把会堂建在有流水的地方。
Jewish people normally they build a synagogue hall by the riverside.
所以她就来到河边，虽然那里没有会堂，但她在那里敬拜神，祷告神。
So Lydia, she came to the riverside to worship God, to offer praise to God.
虽然她敬拜的是以色列独一的真神。
She worshipped the only God of Israel.
但事实上，她并不认识这位独一的真神弥赛亚已经来到。
But she didn't really know the Messiah, the only one sent by God has already come.
她并不知道主耶稣就是那道成为肉身来到人世间拯救罪人的弥赛亚。
She didn't know Jesus, who is the one come into the flesh to save the world.
当这里讲到的素来敬拜神。
It means about she always worship God.
什么意思？
What that means?
持续不断的。
Constantly.
不是三天打鱼两天晒网。
Not only do we hear and there.
我们常常知道说，一个很富有的人，其实也是一个很骄傲的人。
We know that the when someone is rich, normally she is quite pride.
是很难有一个品质说又常常的持续不断的一直坚持的来敬拜神。
Such kind of person is very hard to worship God constantly, always.
我们不要说一个很富有的人。
Not mention about a rich person.
哪怕是一个普通的人。
Just ordinary people.
要他常常的、素常的敬拜神，都是一件很难的事情。
If us one person always worship God, it's not that easy.
但是这个女底亚。
But this Lydia.
她素常敬拜神。
She always worship God.
当讲到这个女底亚的时候，我就想起《使徒行传》记载另外一个人物。
Lydia also remind me of another person.
那就是哥尼流。
That's Cornelius.
因着哥尼流素常的敬拜神。
Cornelius, he always worshipped God.
招济穷人。
She looked up, she gave things to poor.
她的接济与祷告达到神那里去。
She's heard his prayer and his of his care. Generosity has reached God's hand beside God.
所以我们知道那故事，神就差遣彼得在异象当中看见那个天上坠下来的那个布。
里面有各种的动物的故事。
So that comes the story when Peter in vision he saw a cloth drop down from heaven.
然后呢，彼得就去哥尼流家里去传福音。
Then Peter went to the homes of Cornelius.
那哥尼流就信主了。
The Cornelius and his household
believed in the Lord. 然后圣经上面说了，彼得说看见圣灵降在他们身上。
So Peter see the Holy Spirit fall down on the their upon them.
所以当我来看吕底亚这个素坛敬拜神的时候
，When I think of Lydia worship God always,
我实在有一个感觉。
Our brother have this kind of a feeling in his heart.
因着他这样素坛的敬拜，对独一真神的渴慕。
Because her desire to this only one true God.
所以神差遣保罗来到腓立比。
So God sent Paul to the city of Philippi.
为了得着这个姊妹。
In order to save him, her.
不但得着她。
Not only save her.
也要得着她的家。
And also save her household.
当然我们最后也知道说我们等一下来看腓立比书的我们最后也知道说从他因为得到他这个家从他家里开始的一个聚会。
From save her household, then a church was birthed.
那个聚会可以说是新约里面在我感觉里面差不多可以是最属灵的教会了。
This church of Philippi is a very spiritual church.
那就是腓立比的教会。
Church of Philippi.
当保罗来到这个河边
When Paul came to this riverside,
把主耶稣道成为道神来到地上三日被杀然后死里复活四十天之久向门徒显现
Paul told the story how Jesus Christ came into the world died for us and the third day he rise from the dead and to save the world.
最后他就蒙恩得救了
So Lydia was saved.
他知道了原来他所敬拜的这一位就是那主耶稣已经来到我们世界。
And she know the one, the God she worship is Jesus himself come into the world to save us.
所以他是一个素来敬拜神的人。
She is the one who always worship God.
同时他也是一位爱慕聚会的人。
At the same time, she is the one also like to meet and pray.
你怎么知道他素常爱聚会呢？
How do we know she loved to meet with some other friends or meeting?
因为你从她在聚会当时的那种所表现出来的，你就知道她是有非常渴慕聚会的人，爱慕聚会的人。
From the record in the Acts 16, we know she is the one who loved and carefully listened during the meeting.
这里面讲到说，她听见了主就开导她的心，叫她留心听保罗所讲的话。
Here, you recall, the Lord opened her heart that she would pay attention to what Paul preached.
你知道尼底亚是一个布匹商人。
You know, she is the seller of the purple cloth.
可能工作繁忙。
Though maybe she was very busy.
你知道我们常常会碰到一些弟兄姊妹。
We always meet some brothers and sisters.
好久没有看他来聚会了。
We haven't seen them for a long time.
你问他为什么最近没来聚会？
And when we ask why you haven't come to the meeting,
他说我最近很忙。
Because recently I'm very busy.
有很多的事情我需要去做。
I have to deal with so many things.
所以呢，我就跟主先请一下假。
So I just ask for a leave from the Lord.
或者就算是我们有的时候来到聚会当中
，Even sometime we come to the meeting.
我们可能人虽然在这里
，Sometime we personally.Physically, we are here.
但是我们的心可能并不在这里。
Maybe our heart, our mind is not here.
但是你看吕底亚。
But when we look at Lydia.
她在聚会当中。
At the meeting.
留心听主的话。
She heard the word preached by Paul.
因此她留心听主的话。
She is so attentive to the word preached by Paul.
圣经上面告诉我们，信道是从听道来的。
Bible tell us.Faith comes from the word of God.
因为他这样的留心的听。
Because her attention and her hear to God's word.
有这样的一个渴慕。
Her desire.
主就开了他的眼睛。
And the Lord opened her eyes.
哦，他就蒙恩得救。
So she was saved.
他就成为一个欧洲的第一位信徒。
So she became the first convert in Europe.
感谢主。
Praise God.
我们看见保罗在这里传福音的果效，那他也因着吕底亚的信主，看见说主对他的意象是真的。
Thanks God. She is the first fruit of Paul's gospel, and also Paul once again confirmed the vision she received from the Lord.
所以我们实在要从他身上来学习一个爱慕聚会、爱慕听到的。
From Lydia, we can see that let us follow her steps. That we like, we desire to meet all the brothers and sisters in our church.
其实许多时候，我们对一个聚会听到的态度，都能够反映出我们对主的认识跟我们里面的生命的关系。
Actually, our attitude towards meeting also reflect our true spiritual conditions.
我曾经跟弟兄姊妹有交通过。
Once I share with brother and sisters.
当我还不认识主的时候。
When our brother hasn't come to know Jesus.
我来到聚会当中。
When he come to the meeting.
真的是人坐在这里，但是心不在这里。
He said he sit in the meeting, but physically, but his heart wasn't there.
因为我对讲台所传讲的信息没有兴趣。
Because he wasn't interested in the word preached in the meeting.
我甚至怀疑讲员所以对于自己所传讲的信息可能都不了解。
He even doubt whether the preacher know what they preach about.
有时候我在想，他在上面讲，他到底知不知道自己在讲什么
？Sometimes he thought wondering whether the preacher know what he's preaching about.
可是当我真的信主了
，When after our brother was saved by the Lord.
哎，我里面有一个很奇妙的转变。
And there's an amazing change happened in his heart.
没有人告诉我说你聚会要认真的听。
No one tell him you should listen carefully at the meeting.
可是我因为信主了，里面一个很自然而然很想听。
But after he was saved, he naturally pay attention to the message whatever brother sister preach.
所以就当时就会很希望能够坐在前面听，希望听得清楚一点。
And he longed to sit in the front row. That so that he can listen clearly.
所以信主从来都不是一些宗教教条上的灌输。
So from that time on, he didn't feel that the preaching is some regulation and rule to follow.
乃是一个生命的转变。
This is true, the life changing.
当你有了主的生命以后
，Well, after we have the life of our Lord,
你对主的话语就会有渴慕。
Then we have a desire for our Lord God's word.
对奉主名的聚会一定会有向往的。
And you long to the meeting, those meeting in the Lord's name.
所以从那个时候起，我们后来就开始参加家庭的聚会，群组的聚会。
So our brother start to meet to attend all different kinds of meeting.
实在是从聚会当中得到许多的供应与帮助。
And he received so many God's words at different kinds of meetings.
有一个牧师有一次。也不是有一次的，牧师讲到说，他每次讲到的时候
，One pastor mentioned，
有一个弟兄常常睡觉的
，A brother always sleep during the meeting。
那这个牧师看实在看不过眼
，And the pastor somehow he cannot stay silent anymore。
聚会结束以后
，After the meeting，
就是找这个弟兄谈话
，He went and talked to the brother。
哎，弟兄啊
，He said brothers。
为什么我每次一讲到你就睡觉呢
？Why every time I preach the message and you sleep？
啊，弟兄说。
And the brother answered。
他说：“牧师，你不知道啊。
”The pastor, you don't know。
你每一次一讲到。
Every time you open your mouth。
我里面就非常有安全感。
I feel so secure。
所以我就睡得很香甜。
So I sleep so well。
我相信这绝对是一个借口啊。
I feel that maybe it's his word.
但是你很细的发现。
And it's surprising you find.
我们常常会聚会，在聚会当中。
Many times at the meeting.
看到一些弟兄姊妹睡得东倒西歪的。
And when you watch some brothers sleep and then wobbling.
当然，有可能是因为前一天晚上没有睡好啊。
Maybe he didn't sleep well last night.
或者工作太劳累了啊。
Maybe He was too busy previous day.
于弟兄说：“你看人家那种这样睡，倒要爬到教会来睡。”
And brother, you said even look, brother, even he was so tired, he even come to sleep in the church.
明明可以在家里睡的嘛。
So obviously he can sleep at home.
他是一定要来到神家来睡。
But still, though tired he is, he still come to church and sleep in the church.
当然弟兄给我们这样的台阶下哦。
And I know they give us a ground to.
但我想这不应该成为我们的借口。
I think this should not be our excuse.
我们应该成为一个爱慕处爱慕聚会的人，像利亚一样。
We should learn from Lydia.Like the one who long to attend God's meeting.
这里面不仅讲到他爱慕聚会，他更是一个留心听道的，这个非常的重要。
She not only loved the meeting, but she also is the one who really pay attention to the message.
你知道我们很多人来到聚会当中好几十年了。
We know many brothers and sisters come to the meeting for so many years.
啊，我们福清人讲说来礼拜天来做礼拜。
And in our Fuqin place, people say we come to sit in the chair in the church.
什么叫做礼拜呢？
What does it mean to 礼拜？ Yeah.
做礼拜就是礼拜天坐在礼拜堂里面。
It means in our Fuqin dialect means to come to the meeting means sit in the church.
只要你能来到礼拜堂坐在那里，你的任务就算是完成了。
As long as you come and sit in the church, that you have already fulfilled your duty.
至于上面讲什么，跟我没有多大关系，因为我今天已经任务来了，我已经来聚会了。
As long as you come to the church, it is okay.
所以你会很稀奇的发现，有好多的弟兄姊妹，他们每个礼拜天都去聚会，都去做礼拜，但是呢，对许许多多的真理呢，不清楚。
So you can find so many brothers and sisters attending church meetings so many years, but still not clear about Bible's basic truth.
罗马书说信道是从听道来的。
Romans said faith comes from the words of God.
如果你不认真的听，你怎么能信呢？
If we don't pay attention to God's word, how can we believe?
当主在我们的西门外叩门的时候，
When the Lord knocked our door,
如果我们不留心听，我们怎么能够打开我们的心门？
If we don't pay attention, how can we open the heart, our heart?
我以前读旧约约拿书的时候，
In the past, when our brother read the book of Jonah,
我读约拿这个先知，但是很不理解。
He didn't understand the book of Jonah.
这个先知怎么可以这样？
Why the prophets can act like that?
神叫他往尼尼微去。
God asked him to go to Nineveh.
他反倒而行往他是去。
He went to the opposite direction.
至少我们知道他还是去了尼尼微城的。
And we know that eventually he went to Nineveh.
然后他向尼尼微的城里面的人传道。
And he preached to the people in the Nineveh.
很稀奇的。
Amazingly.
这个外邦的城市。
This Gentile city.
约拿向他们传道。
John preached God's word to them.
尼尼微城的人。
People in Nineveh,
有一个特质是我们今天所缺乏的。
It's one character is we don't have.
那就是他们认真的听到。
They listen very carefully.
你怎么知道他认真的听到呢？
How can we know they listen very carefully?
约拿书告诉我们，尼尼微城的人听到约拿所传的福音。
The Bible tells.
所传的信息。
Bible tells me the people of Nineveh after they listen to the message from Jonah.
约拿所传什么呢？
What did Jonah preach?
尼尼微人啊，
People of Nineveh.
再过40天，尼尼微城就有清福了。
The city of Nineveh will be destroyed after 40 days.
很稀奇的发现，尼尼微城的人，从上到君王，下到平民的百姓，全都披麻蒙灰。
Very surprising, from the king on the throne unto the people, all repent.
转离他们的恶行。
Turn from their weakness.
因着他们的认真的听道。
Because they so pay so much attention to the message.
扭转了神的心意。
So they turn God's heart.
以致神本来就降祸于尼尼微城的这个祸，最后被收回了。
God relent, and God did not send the disaster upon.
一个真实的听到，道进到我们里面，必定会带领我们把它道行出来。
Whoever the word taken into our heart, the effect is truly will change our life.
所以你看见没有，对于我们一个基督徒来说，
So to our Christian,
听道实在是非常重要，听道非常的重要，因为它直接带给我们有个信道的基础。
It is very important to listen, but also it's even important to live out God's word.
所以吕底亚是一个留心听主道的。
So Lydia, she is the one who listened very carefully.
她不仅是一个留心听主道的。
She not only is the one who listened God's word very carefully.
她更是一个真心信靠主的人，相信主的人。
She is also the one who truly rely on the Lord.
因此她留心的听，我们知道发生了一件奇妙的事情，主开了她里面的眼睛。
So the Lord opened her heart, her eyes.
然后她就信主了。
Then he believed in the Lord.
圣经上面说，她信主了以后呢，她和她的一家就领了洗。
So she and her whole household was baptized. Baptized, yeah.
淋了洗。
Yes, they were baptized.
圣经讲上面讲到说，信而受洗了就必然得救。
Believe and baptized will be saved.
这一段的经文也给再次啊，让我们看见一个人信主以后所带来的第一件事情乃是受浸。
So we can see if.One authentic believer must be baptized.
他在这里的受洗乃是有一个公开的一个见证。
This is the testimony to declare her own faith.
不像尼哥底母。
She did not like Nicodemus.
虽然信了主。
Though he believed in the Lord.
却不敢有公开的见证。
He did not openly confess.
因为怕犹太人。
Because he was a Jewish.
但是吕底亚一信主，她马上受浸。
But Lydia, once she believed in the law, she was baptized.
圣经许多的地方都给我们看见，一个基督徒信主要第一件的事情就是要受浸。
So in many places in the Bible show us once someone believed in the law, the following action was to receive the baptism.
但是我们往往会在很多的啊，会接触很多的弟兄姊妹，他们信主很多年，又都没有受浸的。
And we come across so many brothers after receiving the Lord for so many years, yet they haven't been baptized.
最常见的理由就会告诉你说，哦，我怕我做不好，羞辱主的名。
The most common excuse is that I cannot live a very good Christian life, so I dare not to be baptized.
所以很多人给自己留点后路。
So many people, they give themselves excuse.
觉得如果我做不好，我就不承认主的名。
So if they say, if I cannot live a very good Christian life, I bring shame to the Lord's name.
但圣经的原则来是给我们看见，信主要就有受浸。
But the Bible principle show us, once we believe in the Lord, the following action we should say is to be baptized.
十五节很稀奇的。
In verse 15,
讲到说，他和他一家进领了洗。
She and her household was baptized.
在这里不仅给我们看见他全家都信主受洗。
We can see her whole household was believed and baptized.
更是从我们可以从吕底亚这个姊妹身上发现一个非常重要的一些生命的闪光点。
And we also can see one very good attribute from our sister.
她不但自己可以信主。
Not only she herself believed in the Lord.
她能够带领她的家一起来信主。
And she able to lead her whole household to believe in the Lord.
啊，这是一个很稀奇的事情。
That's really such amazing thing.
你知道我们很多弟兄姊妹信主以后。
We know that so many brothers and sisters, after we believe in the Lord.
很希望我们的亲人也能够信主。
We always want our relative family member to believe the Lord as well.
但是我们往往会发现，你传福音给别人很容易一些，传福音给自己家里人，实在是非常的艰难。
But we often find it's very hard to share gospel to our family member.
但吕底亚可以。
But Lydia, she was able to share gospel to her whole household.
可以说在这个姊妹的身上有非常好的生活见证。
So we can see she really have a very good life testimony.
在家中非常的有威望。
She has great example at her whole household.
然后呢，她能够带领自己一家来信主。
So she was able to lead the whole household to believe in the Lord.
十五节下半节讲到说，她啊，你们若以为我是真信主的，请到我家来住，是强留我们。
The second half of verse 15 said, "If you judge me to be faithful to the Lord, come to stay in my household."
这里更是讲到她是一位大有神爱的人。
And here demonstrates her great love to the Lord.
而且他邀请保罗的方式很特别。
And the way she invited Paul is very special.
从这个求
she pleaded, asked,
强留
and she urged, and she urged them to stay.
都体现出她的爱心。
All shows her love.
你们有没有发现她用的是激将法？
And can you see the way she, her invitation is very special?
你们若以为我是真信主的
，If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord，
或者你们若以为我是忠心事主的
，Or you think I'm truly authentic believer，
请到我家来住。
Please come and stay in my house。
于是强留我们。
So she urged and asked them。
我不知道弟兄姊妹们读到这里，你们想到什么
？Brother, sister, I'm not sure when you read this, what's thought in your heart?
我就想到圣经里面有好多个地方。
Our brother think of many places in the Bible.
他们爱慕主或者爱慕神的仆人的时候
，When they love God's servants and God's worker，
他们都有这样的举动。
And they all demonstrate the similar action.
列王记下第四章里面记载以利沙的故事。
The Second King chapter 4, remember Elisha's story.
有一次以利沙经过苏念的时候。
When Elisha passes Shunem.
苏念的一位大夫的妇人看见以利沙经过。
A woman of a big household, Shunammite.
然后就强留以利沙到他家里吃饭。
And she urged and insisted Elisha to come to her place, her meal.
在圣经上面说强留。
And Bible said she urged and asked.
但是接下来又说，以利沙后来只有每一次经过他的家，都到他家里吃饭。
And later on, we can see every time Elisha passed her place, Elisha always stay and have meal at her place.
然后他不仅呢请以利沙吃饭。
She not only offered meal to Elisha.
她对她丈夫说。
And also she said to her husband,
我看出来了，常常经过我们这里的那位是圣洁的神。
And she said, I realize the one passed by our place is a holy God man.
所以我们可以在墙上为他盖一个阁楼。
And then we can put an upstairs house.
放上床榻、桌子、椅子，还有灯台。
And put a bed and the light for him.
圣经告诉我们，后来以利沙常常就住在那里。
So and the Bible told us, then later on, Elijah always stayed there.
尼底亚在这里强留保罗。
Lydia here, urged Paul to stay.
从表面上面看，好像保罗很不乐意的，对吧
？And from the surface, we can maybe Paul is she wasn't too willing to stay.
但是这个十六章四十节里面讲到说，当保罗跟希拉被下在监里，后来放出来以后呢，他又重新回到尼底亚的家。
And following up, we can see when Paul and Silas released from the prison, they came back to Lydia's place and visited her.
也就是说，从保罗被强留住进尼底亚的家，到他离开腓立比为止呢，他一直住在尼底亚家。
So we can see when from the time Lydia was saved until Paul left the Philippi, that period of time, Paul always stayed at Lydia's place.
刚才讲到苏念的妇人接待这个以利沙。
We talk about Shunammite woman entered a show of hospitality to Elijah.
从强留先知。
She urged and forcefully asked him to stay.
最后我们知道以利沙让他老年得子。
So Elijah prayed for her, and then at her old age, she had a son.
圣经上面说，接待先知必得到先知的赏赐。
Whoever receives the prophet will receive the prophets of a prophet.
然后不仅他得到儿子
she had a boy.
他最后也看见他的儿子从死里复活。
Even later on, she has her son raised from the dead.
圣经上面有太多接待这些例子。
Bible shows us so many examples of those who receive God's servant or prophets.
包括我们的信仰。
In our faith,
我们信仰的化端从哪里开始呢
？Where is the beginning of our faith?
开始接待耶稣住在我们里面。
From the point when we receive Jesus in our hearts.
约翰福音第一章告诉我们，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人。
In the John chapter 1 verse 12 say, whoever receives him we will receive the eternal life.
所以我们信仰的开始乃是出于接待我们的主开始。
The beginning of our salvation is from we receive Lord Jesus in our heart.
好，奶奶，我主耶稣在马太福音里面告诉我。
In the book of Matthew, Jesus told us.
凡接待弟兄的，就是接待他。
Whoever receives the brothers is receive Lord himself.
凡为主名的缘故把这凉水给这小子当中最小的一个喝的话，主说：“我告诉你，他不能不得赏赐。”
Whoever give a little cup of cold water to one of our brother, the Lord said, he did not but have to receive the reward from the Lord.
所以尼底亚是一个蛮有爱心的。
Lydia, she is a woman full of love.
她接待主。
She received the Lord.
同时，她也是一个兴旺福音的人。
And she also is the one support the preach of gospel.
我们知道，因着她信主。
Because of her faith in the Lord.
然后开放她的家。
She opened her house.
接待保罗住在她当中。
She received Paul at her house.
哦，保罗不是一个人了。
Paul is not only Paul himself.
这里面，如果我们读前面的，至少保罗有三个人。
And also his companion, including altogether three persons.
保罗、西拿、提摩太。
Paul, Silas, and Timothy.
还有可能加上写使徒行传的路加。
And also the author of the Acts, Luke.
吕底亚是一个富有的人。
Lydia, she is a very rich woman.
她的家一定是非常富丽堂皇的。
And her household must be very, have a very luxury lifestyle.
因为她爱的缘故，她愿意开放她的家。
But because her love to the Lord, she was willing to open her house.
弟兄姊妹们，我们许多时候其实要开放我们的家都是很艰难的。
Often time we think once we open our home to others for meeting is not easy.
我们觉得来到聚会当中可以。
We can come to the meeting.
但是又开放我们的家成为一个聚会。
But to open our home be a meeting place.
刚开始可能会觉得说，开放我的家是一个祝福。
At the beginning, you might think it is a blessing to open your house to meet to be a meeting place.
但是你知道吗？许多时候，久而久之，这种祝福常常就变成一种负担了，一种重担。
And later on, and the time goes on, you might find it is a burden to constantly open your house to be a meeting place.
但是吕底亚开放她的家。
But Lydia opened her home.
是她家开始的一个聚会。
So her home became the first meeting place.
腓立比的教会就是他家开始的。
The church of Philippi starts from her home.
当我们来读腓立比书的时候
，When we read the book of Philippians,
当保罗写腓立比书的时候
，When Paul wrote the Philippians, the book of Philippians,
已经离开他在腓立比传福音呢有十二年之久了。
This is the 12 years gap between.
但是保罗在那里写腓立比书，他讲到说
，When Paul wrote the book of Philippians，
我想我们一起来看一下腓立比书第一章第五节。
Let's read the chapter one of Philippians。
第一章第五节，或者从第三节，第三节开始，第一章第三节开始。
Verse three。
我们一起来念。我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求，因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。你看到没有？从他到吕底亚家里，从开始的这个聚会，一直到保罗写腓立比书，十二年之久。
It was 12 years from the first time when Lydia opened her home to Paul and to the time when Paul wrote the book of Philippians.
这里说从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
From the first day to up to now, you all participate this gospel.
太美了，见证了。
It's really beautiful testimony.
这个见证是哪里开始的？
Where did this testimony start?
从一位爱主的姊妹开始的。
From a sister who loves the Lord.
不但这个姊妹是一位爱主的姊妹，这个教会腓立比教会是一个同心合意兴旺主福音的教会。
And not only this sister is loved the Lord, also this church is all they are participate in this gospel with one mind.
我们读腓立比书我们可以知道
When we read the book of Philippians, we know
这个聚会呢不仅是兴旺福音同时也是参与差遣公义使徒的这个聚会
This church, not only they joyfully participate this gospel, preaching the gospel, they also provide so many things for the God's saints.
腓立比书的第四章十五节
Chapter 4 of Philippians.
在里面讲到说腓立比人啊你们也知道我初传福音。
Therefore, my brothers whom I love and long for, my joy, Philippians.
四章十五节。
Chapter 4, verse 15. And you, Philippians, yourself know that in the beginning of the gospel,
离了马其顿的时候，论到受受的事，除了你们以外，并没有别的教会攻击我。
When I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving except you only.
就是我在帖撒罗尼迦你们也一次两次的打发人攻击我的需用
Even in the Thessalonians you sent me help from my needs once and again
你知道保我们读使徒行传十七章你会知道说保罗在帖撒罗尼迦总共就待了三个星期
We know in the Acts 17 we know Paul stayed in Thessalonians for 3 weeks
腓立比仍然攻击保罗
The people from Philippians continue to providePaul's needs.
他不仅攻击在使徒差传上的需用
They not only provide all their needs.
使保罗可以后无后顾之忧的来传主的福音
So Paul can concentrate her strength in preaching gospel.
腓立比教会的弟兄姊妹更是在耶路撒冷遭遇大饥荒的时候
The people of Philippi in the time and the people in Jerusalem when they suffered the family
他们也操心捐献给福音这个耶路撒冷的弟兄姊妹
and they also provide needs for the people in Jerusalem
保罗说你们是照着你们的力量甚至超过你们的力量
Paul commanded them they not only do according what they have even exceed what they have
实在是感谢主
we really thank God for that
神在这个圣经里面给我们看见一个这样宝贵的姊妹
So we can see that such a precious sister in the Bible
使福音能够开始登陆欧洲并且传递开来
So gospel was landed in Europe and then from there preached the other places
我们感谢我们的主
We thank our Lord
我们在这个 Kellyville 这个地方有这样的聚会
And we have the meeting place in Kellyville
主实在也是要借着弟兄姊妹在这里的聚集能够把福音传递出去
And the Lord will use our meeting here to preach and to share gospel to the people in this area
我们也实在希望能够借着吕底亚她的一生能够让我们来学习来效法
And when we look Lydia's story let us follow her footstep and example
一方面我们爱慕聚会
On one hand, we love the meeting.
渴慕主的道。
And we have the desire for God's word.
更是盼望我们都能够来学习行道。
And on the other hand, we also need to live out God's word.
效法他自己的榜样。效法这个尼底亚的榜样。
And follow Lydia's example.
也能够接待许许多多的福音朋友。
So that we can also receive so many.Gospel flame among us.
好，就是朋友接触到我们的时候，能够看出我们身上有基督的爱。
So whenever gospel friend they get into touch with us, they can experience love flowing out from us.
好，就主自己的名能够得到广传。
So our Lord's name will be preached.
我真实的盼望能够借着这一点点的话与弟兄姊妹来共勉。
I hope with this word we can encourage each other.
我实在常常提醒自己。
Our brother also often remind himself.
要做一个听到并且行道的人。
We need to be one not only listen to the God's word, also practice and live our God's word.
感谢主，我们低头祷告。
Thank God. Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
我们谢谢你将宝贵的生命赐给了我们。
We thank you for giving us your precious life.
也谢谢你将许多宝贵的弟兄姊妹放在我们生命当中。
And we also thank you for placing so many our precious brothers and sisters in our life.
Their
love to you.
对你的忠心。
Their faithfulness towards you.
到帮助我们，到激励我们。
Oh, encourage us and help us.
主，我们今天与他们同领一位一样的生命。
Today we have all participated in this precious life.
求主帮助我们。
We ask Lord to help us.
让我们能够听到并且行道。
Let us not listen your word and practice your word.
将你自己的爱能够从我们身上彰显出来。
So that your love may be manifest from us.
让我们能够聚集在一起，同心合意，兴旺你自己的。
So that when we meet together, we can preach your gospel with one heart and one mind.
愿你的名能够被高举，被广传。
May your name be exalted and be preached.
谢谢主。
Thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.